We welcome you to this program by Methodist psychotheologian, author, broadcaster, Dr. Colin Archer, which represents samples of his most treasured 6 decades contemplative ideas. Colin B. Archer's Pick Me Up Reflections.
We continue today with a part two of 4 segments on dealing with developmental persons with developmental disabilities. This is my pickup reflection for today about persons who are mentally and educationally challenged, intellectually challenged. Many people who haven't had the opportunity to know mentally or educationally or intellectually handicapped persons tend to lump them all together in a group as if they were all alike and not different in any way. Well, they're human beings just like the so-called normal people among us. As a broad definition, a mentally challenged, educationally challenged, or the developmental persons with developmental disabilities are simply people who learn slower than others. This means they perform intellectual tasks at a below average rate. They tend to find it more difficult to learn to deal with their environment, which is another way of saying educably challenged persons have more trouble than their so-called normal, non-challenged people in adjusting to social and job situations. Now, while this very generally describes the intellectually challenged and how it affects people, it doesn't really begin to tell what intellectually challenged persons are like any more than they do words such as dark-haired, thin, asthmatic, brown-eyed, persons with diabetes, someone who is heavy-set, and so on. In an average population, it's been mathematically determined that 90% of the total number of educably challenged persons are classified as mildly disabled. They suffer from non-challenged persons, primarily in their rate and degree of intellectual development, that's it. If they receive proper educational and vocational help during their early years, most mildly challenged adults hold jobs, raise families, can buy cars, are good citizens, and take part in community activities. Slowness in moderately challenged persons is more obvious, but here again, educational opportunities can prepare those individuals to live a satisfying and productive life. Even severely and profoundly challenged persons usually can learn to care for their basic needs and perform many useful activities. We just need to trust them and give them a chance. More than 250 specific conditions have been discovered which cause these educational disabilities, including German measles, lead poisoning, chromosomal abnormalities. Still no clear, the difference being those who have severe falls, as in the case of our son, who 55 years ago, just when he was about 2 years old, had a severe fall from the arms of a caregiver in St. Thomas, Jamaica, where I served there years ago. Still, there's no clear determination of cause that can be made in 75 to 85% of identifiable cases, that is, persons who are intellectually or educationally challenged, persons with developmental disabilities. So then, mental challenges, educational challenges are a fact of life, and persons with this handicap are best helped when families and the community at large exercise honest, mature, caring attitudes, and use their common sense. That's my pick-me-up reflection for the day. See ya.
Colin B. Archer's Pick-Me-Up Reflections, brought to you by the Guardian Media Group. Pick-Me-Up Reflections is also available on the website, investinginbeinghuman.com.